This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, new topic. Best guesses are that there are 400,000 pre-orders for Tesla's newest electric car, the Model 3. EVs, as the category is called, electric vehicles, are a big part of the U.S. strategy to fight carbon emissions and global warming. With all those plug-in cars, though, comes a need for some place to plug them in, charging stations. And much as the car industry is having some growing pains around electrification, so too is the charging industry. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
California leads the way for the U.S. electric vehicle market. The state has a goal of getting 1 million EVs on the road by 2020 and 500,000 more by 2025. There are estimates it'll take at least 120,000 easily accessible charging stations to accommodate those cars. Right now, there's about 1/6 of what's needed. The three major utilities companies in California are putting together pilot programs to get about 12,000 more around the state. Satch Constantine at the Center for Sustainable Energy says that's not a huge number.
But if it opens up the market, if it creates a demand on the part of consumers to buy EVs and to use them because they know that infrastructure can be made available, then we will see a non-linear, an exponential growth.
The problem is that one of the pilot programs, by Pacific Gas and Electric, is controversial because some think it's too large and could stifle competition. How large? The plan is 7,600 charging ports, down from the 25,000 the company originally wanted. Damon Conklin is with the Electric Vehicle Charging Association. He says if a program that large is approved, rival companies would find it hard to compete.
And there are areas where an investor-owned utility can come in and help enhance and grow, but not completely take over.
He says the number of companies getting into the charging game is growing steadily. As they fight for a slice of the ever-increasing pie, the competition could get messy. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.